97.5, The Fanatic.
Okay, on the Comcast Business Hotline right now, as promised, the great Steve Callis from WestchesterCountyPost.com. You can see his video links under Sports Spotlight for previews and reviews of all playoff games. You can also go to his Facebook group page, Speaking of Sports with Steve Callis. How you doing, Steven?
All good, Joe. Great to be with you as always.
You too, man. All right, let's get right to it. Let's get to game one. Chiefs and Titans, another slow start, down 10, down 24 last week, down 10 today, and they just took a while to get that motor running, and when they did, it was lights out.
Yeah, so if I told you who had more rushing yards in that game, the Chiefs or the Titans, who would you pick?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Look, these guys are so explosive. We talked about it yesterday. We talked about it on the podcast. Unlike the Ravens, they can come from behind. And as you saw, once Tennessee got behind, they really couldn't come from behind. Because as great as the running game is, and it's great, and the 49ers have a great one as well, if they get down, they're not coming back. The Ravens weren't coming back. Once the Chiefs got ahead, they weren't coming back. And I think that might be the preview big story, frankly, for the Super Bowl. The 49ers can run it, but if they get behind, and KC's so explosive, I mean, you know, they scored three in a row today. They got three possessions, three touchdowns after they were down, you know, 17-7. They had three touchdowns in three possessions and four touchdowns in five possessions, and that's the ballgame.
And they had like seven in a row last week, did they not?
Yes. That's an all-time record, yeah.
That's a juggernaut of an offense. Now, can their defense keep up with that San Francisco's offense?
Well, I have to point today, you know, Derrick Henry, you know what they're going to do, 19 carries, 69 yards. Now, again, you can say, well, KC got ahead, but KC's so explosive that they can get ahead, even against San Francisco has an excellent defense. You know, I kind of, after the first game, I was like, I really like the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Then I watched the second game. They're healthy now. We've talked about this for 2 weeks now. Last week, they got back Quan Alexander. They got back Dee Ford. They got back Tart, the safety. That's three guys they were missing for 4 or 5 weeks. They got them all back last week, so they played last week. They were dominant. They played this week. They were dominant while it was a game. I know they scored some at the end, but it really wasn't a game for most of the game. And I think they're going to be very tough. I think, you know, you got to do a lot of studying, look at some injury reports, find out what's happening a couple days before. I'm sure we'll do it on the podcast. I'm sure we'll do it here as well. But my goodness, they looked awful good.
I thought for the longest time that there was a mistake with ESPN stats because I saw it was late in the third quarter and Jimmy Garoppolo was 4 of 6. He threw the ball. He finished 6 of 8. Now, he didn't need to. He didn't need to do much because Raheem Mostert, a former Eagle, by the way, busted up the Packers defense. But do you think that will hurt him at all? Because he didn't get a chance to really get in a groove here in a pressure situation.
Well, I'll say this, Ryan Tannehill, less than 100 yards the first two games, and they needed him today to throw the ball down the field and make some long completions, and he just couldn't. Now, partly the Chiefs' defense, you know, has improved, but I think it's also partly the guy threw, I think, for 160 yards combined in the first two games.
He did.
And I think there's something to that. Today he throws it 30 times. He wasn't terrible. He just wasn't that good. I'm not taking anything away from him. He's had a great comeback year, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I think it might hurt Jimmy a little bit because he has to. He threw for 253 yards in the first game against Green Bay when they crushed him.
Yep.
And so I think it has to hurt a little. But you know what the game plan is going to be, but it's going to be exactly the Titans' game plan. So San Francisco, their offensive line might be a little better. But they don't have anybody like Derrick Henry, as good as Mostert was. And Tevin Coleman looked like he broke his wrist or his elbow or his shoulder or something. I don't know if he's going to be able to play. But Mostert was a beast. 29 carries for 220 yards. It's the second most ever in an NFL playoff game. 4 rushing touchdowns. I mean, he was incredible.
One of those Timmy Smith performances, that kid from the Redskins in that Super Bowl. But go ahead.
Yes. No. So I think he's just going to... You're going to have to wait and see because, again, it's all about, like, I thought if Kansas City got in front early today, you know, it was going to be over, but they didn't. They got down 10-0, 17-7. They're the one team in this whole group. I don't put the 49ers' ability to come back in that group. I don't put Green Bay. They do have Aaron Rodgers, but they just don't have the weapons other than Devontae Adams. I don't put Tennessee in that group, the ability to come from behind. But this Chiefs team, you know, I was watching the game with my son, and I don't know, the ball was punted to the 20, and there was a penalty, so I went back to the 10. I said, with this guy, it doesn't matter if he starts at the 10 or the 20 right. or the 40.
Doesn't matter.
He's going down the field, and yep. he did it two times. They went 90 yards once. I mean, it's just incredible what he can do. He's a level above everybody right now, Patrick Mahomes.
Unbelievable performance his last two games. Now, I like this guy as a person, but you know how I feel about him as a head coach. He's on the cusp. He's playing in the second biggest game of his career. He's going against Kyle Shanahan, who you know I like, except for him spitting up that Super Bowl a couple of years ago.
Correct.
He talked about it today. He said he'll take it to his grave, but he said he's kind of over it. But anyway, who do you like in the coaching matchup? And, you know, Big Red has a reputation for coming up small in big games. What do you think about this one?
Well, I mean, I think he came up big today.
Huge.
You have to give him credit, I think.
Of course.
You know, what was the number? 1-8 against the Titans. After the game, I turned to my son and go, yeah, now he's 2-8.
Yeah, right?
Because now he's 2-8. So next year, if they play again, oh, he's only 2-8? No, they're not going to say that anymore.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
So I think Reed has tremendous experience. You're kind of rooting for him because he's due one almost, you might think. He's been an excellent coach for a long time. But I think a lot's going to depend on how the running game of the 49ers goes against the Chiefs. And I'll say it again. They were able, you know, Derrick Henry, as it turns out to me, he's like a closer on a team that's losing. You know, if you're a closer on a good team, you're going to come in and save the games all the time or put it away. And that's what Derrick Henry did the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
He nailed the coffin in the second half because they couldn't stop him. They were so tired from trying to stop him in the first half. But when you're losing, you saw he comes out on every 3rd and 6, 3rd and 8. He's of no value to them. And then when they get way down, And I don't know if they started to throw the ball too early. I don't know if Mike Vrabel, at least on one or two plays, you were like, just give it to Henry. It's early fourth quarter. You can do this. But he started slinging it. And I know that's what Andy Reid does. Although Andy Reid ran the ball a lot today. Mm-hmm. See, I think with Mahomes, you can run the ball on first down, Joe, and you know it's going to be 2nd and 9, but it doesn't matter because you've taken another minute and 20 seconds off the clock. They must have done it 3 times in a row, and then he threw for first downs on 2nd and 9 or 3rd and 7. And that's really how they killed the clock, I thought. And coaching matchup is tough because Shanahan has his own incredible mess-ups in that Super Bowl against the Patriots. I don't think Andy Reid's done something like that in the Super Bowl that he was in. I don't remember the
not
whole
like
thing.
Not like that,
but,
no.
So, and it's interesting he says he has to live with it because, you know, my son and I were at that game, and if he took 3 knees and let Matt Bryan kick a field goal, they would have gone up 10 and probably would have won the Super Bowl, frankly. But they got all pass-happy and whatever. But I'm going to call the coaching matchup a draw because he's never been there except when he was, Kyle Shanahan I'm talking about. It was one of the colossal screw-ups in Super Bowl history. It's not giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch to run it in against the Patriots in the prior Super Bowl. But you know what? It's kind of on a similar level because all you had to do was kick like a 40 or 42-yard field goal. I heard you talk about Matt Bryant before, one of the most accurate kickers in the history of the NFL. It was just bizarre to watch that game, to actually be there and watch that game. But that's what happened. And, you know, once the Patriots won the coin flip for overtime, the game was over.
That was done.
They scored a touchdown. So he's got an incredible mess up. Does that mean he won't do it again? You hope so for his sake.
Right.
But I think Andy Reid, with his long history, this Mahomes to me is so good, he can overcome any kinds of mistakes, whether on his side or on the other side.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm not sure where I fall on this. I think I'm leaning Green Bay. I'm certainly betting Green Bay. Now, you went 4-0.
Hold it. Green Bay?
I'm sorry, San Francisco.
Okay.
It's getting late.
Yep.
No, so, I like San Francisco, but here's the deal. You went 4-0 last week. So, folks, if you listen to the podcast or listen to the show, when Steve's on, you made some money. Your playoff record the last 3 years is ridiculous. What's the number? Do you know the number?
I think it's like 25-7, maybe 24-8. I'd have to go back and look at 1 week. But the last 3 years, yeah, because I've been on with you all the time. We're certainly on the Eagles that year. We were in there early for every playoff game. And even last year, you know, one of my losses was the Bears. I thought, you know, we always go back to Alshon Jeffrey and that catch. But certainly like the Patriots last year. And, you know, kind of jumped on the Chiefs bandwagon, frankly, this year. But yeah, it's somewhere, you know, there's 33 games, there's 11 playoff games every year. So it's something like 25-7, maybe 24-8, or 24-7-1. I'd have to go look at the actual point spreads. And this year, you know, I like the Patriots and the Eagles, and those are my two losses this year. And that's almost from the heart bets, frankly.
Right.
Not that I didn't think they could win. And of course, once Wentz gets hurt, that game totally changed. And the Patriots, in retrospect, losing 14-13, you know, to the Titans and not being able to run the same play three times, running off the left side, first and goal from the three, and settling for a field goal on fourth down. That was like the play of that game. So that was unusual to me. But, you know, you and I are usually picking the Patriots and usually picking the Eagles for the most part because they did so well certainly 2 years ago with Nick Foles and even the next year with Nick Foles. But I know you're talking about Wentz all night, and I'm still talking about Nick Foles. So there's a problem there, and I agree with you. I don't think I like Les a lot, and he knows a lot, and he knows more than me about the Eagles. But I don't think the quarterback situation would be way down on my list because it's now 3 years in a row this guy couldn't finish the season. And I think you said 1 or 2 years in college, maybe. And that's a problem. That's a big sample size for a quarterback's career.
I agree.
That's not 1 year.
Yep.
So I think I hope it's higher for the Eagles because I think something has to be at least thought about, if not done.
Great stuff, my friend. I know we're going to wait on your pick till we get closer to the game. I know you want to make some money, folks. This is the guy to listen to. He's Steve Callis. He's on with me, the podcast every week, Callis Remarks with Joe Stazak and Steve Callis. He's also the sports editor of WestchesterCountyPost.com. And you can also join his Facebook group, Speaking of Sports with Steve Callis. Steven, great job, my friend. Great talking to you, and I'll certainly catch up with you this week.
You're the best, Joe. Always a pleasure.
You too, Steve. Thanks, man. Steve Callis, rocking and rolling. We got to take a break. I'm Joe Stazak here till midnight. We'll come back. We'll talk about the games as Steve talked about them, and we'll break down the Super Bowl a little bit. I'm Joe Stazak here till midnight tonight.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.